Tachwewi, Imiwinikshish, Tiamal, Ku Koyama Timuch. Good morning. My name is Sound of a Woman Working, and I'm also called Cougar Tracks. I am Yakima, Nez Perce, Cayuse, Umatilla, and Grand Round. I'm considered a storyteller by my people and my family. There are many stories that I can tell that are not only traditional, but also of events that have happened in our family's lives that have been told to me by elders. And one of my favorite stories that I like to tell, especially to younger women, is the story about how we got the fringe on the heel of our moccasin. And the story was from a long time ago when there was a village that was located way up high in the mountains close to Pato, which is Maud Adams. And there were three sisters. The older one considered herself to be very beautiful and very worthy. And over the time, her younger sister, both of them had fallen in love and wanted to marry, but they couldn't marry until she got married. And she had courters who came to ask for her hand in marriage, and she refused them because they weren't handsome enough, or they weren't good enough hunters or good enough fishermen, or they weren't considered wealthy enough, and she turned them all away. And her sisters were very upset and had been crying and praying for many months that, you know, somebody good enough would come along to marry her. 1 year had passed, and finally a gentleman came into the village, and all of the women just thought he was handsome and gorgeous, and everybody liked him, and everybody thought that he was just the best thing, and he wasn't considered to be self-centered or too good for himself or for anybody else, and he treated everybody with respect. And the oldest daughter had fallen in love with him, and so she begged her dad to allow her to marry him, and because she considered him wealthy enough and a good enough hunter and a good enough fisherman and just good enough for her. And so after begging and begging, her father finally gave in and her mother finally gave in and allowed her to get married. When she got married, he told her that she had to go live with him at his home. And she agreed to go just so she could be with this man. And they left, and they walked for days and days and days, and they finally came to the water's edge. And at the water's edge, he told her that her sisters had prayed for a man who was worthy enough for her to come into her life so she could be married, and so that they could marry the men that they love. And he told her how selfish she had been and how self-centered she had been and egotistical and rude to everybody. And as he was talking to her, he had slowly started turning into this water monster. And by the time he was done talking to her, he had turned into this hideous, ugliest thing that she had ever seen. And he told her he would be back for her in 3 days, that he was going to prepare their home, which was at the bottom of this water. And so she was crying and upset and realized how selfish she had been, and prayed and prayed and prayed. And then finally, the second day of her praying, she could hear voices telling her to fix a pair of moccasins. And she couldn't see them, and she couldn't find them, but she could hear the voices. And so she decided that she would listen. And for the first time in her life, she listened to somebody else besides herself and made a pair of moccasins. And the voice told her to put fringe at the heel of her moccasin and to cut them very fine and to make them, you know, just as white as her heel. And so she did it. And they said, on the third day when the monster comes, to pray and ask for help and to ask for forgiveness, and that she wouldn't be who she used to be and that she could change. And so when the water monster came to get her, she prayed and prayed and prayed, and she was hoping and praying that she wouldn't have to die, wouldn't have to go to the water and to be with the water monster. And when the water monster pulled and pulled and pulled, and her feet steadfast to the ground and she didn't move, and the water monster pulled and pulled and pulled, and she prayed and prayed and prayed, and he pulled and she prayed, and she was crying, and then all of a sudden the water monster decided that her medicine must be too strong and that she must have learned her lesson. And he told her if she's learned her lesson, he will leave her and that she can go home, but that she has to remember that she is always married to the water monster and that she can marry no other. And she begged forgiveness and said that she agreed that she would marry nobody. And so he left her at the water shore and said she could go home. And then when she looked down to see how these moccasins stayed on the ground without moving, she saw hundreds of these little ants, and the little ants told her that she needed to remember that even as small as they were, that they were strong enough to beat the water monster, and that she needed to remember her words, and because they would forever remember her words, and she would have to forever remember who they were and how small they were, and that they were able to help her. And so from that day forward, there was fringe at the back of the moccasin that were cut into small pieces to remind us that even the little things in life can help us.